You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of a new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. This evening I'm speaking to Nick Kunzer from Sanlam Private Wealth. I'm looking at my screen here and I've got Pan-African Resources, that's gold. At least it's a digger. Goldfields, that's a digger. Sibanye-Stillwater, that's a digger with a big overseas element. Anglo Gold, just overseas. And Northern Platinum, just local. You get the picture, Nick Kunzer. Nice day. Strange day.
Nice day to be in the mining industry, yes. Look, I mean, once again, Lindsay, that same old, sounding really boring here, but that same old story. Never. The weaker dollar, 117, almost 118 now. We seem to be touching a sort of new big number really? Every other day. And on the back of that, obviously, the gold and the metal price is on fire and ultimately a really, really good set of sort of runs on the gold price. I mean, anywhere between some of these gold shares up between 3 and 10%. And the platinum miners as well, not to be left out. So once again, all about the miners.
I'm involved in a company that has currency issues, and there's a big investor trying to get a shareholding in the company, and this person said to me, could you please hurry up with this because of what the currencies are doing at the moment. And it's almost as though he knew what was going on when the euro dollar was 115, almost knew. And of course lawyers and notaries and things take a long time, so there's 200 basis points out the window for this person, but that's their problem. But you can see there's a mood out there that no one wants the dollar at the moment.
Exactly. And I think the closer we get to November elections, the more you're reading about what might be a sort of quite a contentious sort of election period. And of course, a few other things. The fact the US markets run quite hard, it's also not the cheapest anymore. All of a sudden, and given on the back of what happened last week with the Europeans all playing nicely together now, agreeing on things, one big happy family, all of a sudden the euro seems to be the currency of choice at the moment, and it's anything but the dollar. And of course, we are direct recipients of it with anything that's based in dollars, like commodities, all running quite nicely.
Yes, indeed. We'll talk about what was the general mood like though on the JSE. Was it a mixed mood because it's a split decision between local sort of domestic stocks and diggers and rand hedges? What was the story?
Because there was a battle to get going today. I mean, a lot of conversation today was around the strength of the rand. But it's not just obviously the rand; it's because of that weaker dollar. Mm-hmm. But we are a main beneficiary of it, and a lot of conversations with clients about whether or not this is the right level to flip out of rands and take monies offshore. But I seem to have more conversations about that and hardly anything about the actual equity market. So it was quite a thin day. Battle to sort of get going. As I said, it was just those handful of shares which led us higher. But the rest of the market was a little bit uninterested today. It's a big week with earnings, as we said on your show this morning. So yes. Maybe there's a little bit of wait and see until we get going towards the middle of the week.
Let's have a look at those spot prices. The dollar rand is 16.40. British pound against the rand is 21.15. The euro rand is 19.32. The euro dollar, goodness me, yeah, again, it was 117.01 when we spoke this morning. It's now 117.74, and although that doesn't sound like a lot, when you get a 1% move in a massive, massive currency market like this, albeit in thin conditions because it's a northern hemisphere summer, and therefore people are off, and still, these moves are really big. I mean, if it was a quarter of a percent a few weeks ago or a few months ago, we would have said, well, that's quite a big move on the euro dollar. Now it's a 1% move, and that's just this morning.
Yeah, I know they are big moves. You know, when you see a big cross like this, I mean, it's the second most traded currency after the dollar yen. But yes, almost a 1% move is massive. Well, it is a 1% move. Yeah, yes. It's a huge move.
Yeah. It is, indeed. And what has that done to the gold price? Well, it's done exactly what it should do, and gold has run. I mean, between Friday and the opening, the real opening at around about midnight, 1 o'clock South African time this morning, it rallied about $30. It's now $1,942 an ounce, up $40 or 2.1%. These are really, really big numbers for the gold miners. If you produce gold at $1,100 an ounce, which a lot of the South African gold miners do, you're making $850 margin here. And this that is staggering. That's a staggering amount of money. Hopefully they use it wisely. Platinum is $946, which is up $24 an ounce. The platinum miners also just coining it at the moment. Platinum Group Metal Miners, I should say. And palladium, where's that, Nick?
Yeah, this is the interesting one. That's actually the best performance. They're up 3.5%, $77 up, and the price of that is $2,310 per ounce.
Close to all-time record highs.
Number. It is indeed. It's correct.
Yeah, I think it was something like 2450 or I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was close to 2500 anyway. So this thing is going berserk as well. Very, very good news indeed. West Texas Intermediate crude is up down 1.6%. So we get the best of all worlds in South Africa today. Brent crude oil down 1.9%, and they are $40.63 and $42.51 respectively. Tell us about the Dow, Nasdaq, and S&P, please.
Yeah, so they've actually opened in the positive, and I was going to sort of inject a second there, saying that it's quite interesting to see the sort of safe haven status like gold running, as well as all the equity markets running offshore. Then you normally have a sort of inverse correlation. So again, also boding well for that gold price. But yes, S&P at the moment 3,000, all the twos, 3,222. So it's up 0.5% on the day. Dow Jones also up 0.45%, up 118 points, and the Nasdaq as well, actually getting a little bit back now. It's back about 1.13%, because that's been a bit of a lag the last few sessions, but it seems to be bouncing a bit ahead of the busy week with tech earnings out on the Thursday.
Let's have a look.
In fact, I think, Lindsay, it's about 40% weighting of the tech shares that carry all the big ones, the FANGs, are all reporting this week. So, and I think on the Thursday, almost all of them. So, I mean, you literally have a 40% weighting on one day that's going to report. So it's going to be a fascinating set of earnings on Thursday afternoon.
Yes, it is. A little bit of a raft of numbers coming out of the JSE today on the Stock Exchange News Service. We've had AngloGold Ashanti Santam. It's an interesting one because of the claims that people are making because of what's happened with the health crisis. But Santam seeming to do quite well because the share price up about 4%. Invicta, they came out with their numbers a little bit late, only to the end of March, and 18.9% higher on my delayed screen. Liberty 2 Degrees. Just give us a rundown on the ones that you watch at Sanlam on the Stock Exchange News Service today.
Yeah, so the ones, obviously all the miners that you've mentioned, as well as Northern Platinum, we put a note out a week or two ago. I mean, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, as they say. That stock up 7% today, which nicely done.
Very good.
Royal Buffer King as well, 5.47% up. And then the downside, a little bit strange to see a lot of the property shares with the Rand this strong and the bond yields doing what they're doing. Property shares should no ways be in the red. They should all be in the green. So that's sort of a head scratch for me. Capital and Counties, down 3.5%. Redefined Properties down 4.5%. I wonder if it's not a little bit of a hangover from last week's Saab, with that overly, I guess we know more interest rates coming maybe. Maybe it's a bit more of that. But those are the ones that stood out for me today.
What happened to Amplats? What was the closing price there?
Amplats was 1,454, so up 1.46%. But the smaller cap, the more geared plays did really well. So if I look at the likes of, as I said, Northern's up 7% today. So it was a nice day today.
Yeah, indeed. If you have a look at those prices on my screen, they may just be refreshing. But anyway, this gives you a good idea. Pan African Resources was up 20% at one stage. Looks as though it's around about 11 to 12% higher. Goldfields up nearly 10%. Sibanye-Stillwater up 9.4%. AngloGold Ashanti 9.1% higher. Northern Platinum 7.75% to the good on the downside. Completely the opposite, the antithesis of the upsiders. Hammerson down 7.7%, Redefined down 4.5%, two property companies. The third property company down 3.5%, and that's Capital and Counties. Telkom 3.5% down, and Investec PLC down 3.2%. Investec Limited down just around about 3% as well, so they didn't have a good day. And as I said this morning, I asked you what the rest of the banks are doing, the high street banks, what did they do?
Yeah, also a bit of a soggy day. So Absa, I'll go alphabetically. Absa down 0.58%. The likes of Nedbank down just a sniff, 0.15%. Standard Bank was actually had a decent day today. It closed in the last sort of hours, sort of rallied up 1.37% up. So a bit of a mixed bag between the banks. But I'd say on general, it was a bit of a negative trading day for the financials.
Okay. Anything out of those ones that we've spoken about that caught your eye, whether it be small, mid, or giant cap?
No, not particularly. I just see our friends Telkom down again 3.5%. It seems a bit of a trading stock at the moment on the downside. And then quite strange, I was surprised to see Investec down, but I guess maybe a bit of the Rand play, but down 3.2%. But nothing really stood out for me to say, Lindsay. It was a bit of a, I don't know, waiting for the big techies to report on Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, so we've got to wait until Wednesday or Thursday for the market to do anything spectacular, because you can see the Nasdaq now, and Nasdaq is doing incredibly well, maybe in anticipation of what's going to happen on Wednesday, but that's unusual, up 1% on the Nasdaq futures anyway.
Yeah, but look, don't forget, I mean, that last set of numbers that came out of the FANGs and that tech space, I mean, they still are printing cash, and they were extraordinary. They were really solid, solid numbers. So I guess the market looking to see if it's not just a lockdown theme, you know, are these guys here to stay? And maybe that we'll get the answer. I mean, we discussed it with David, didn't we, on Thursday about what's going to happen when things open up again. So be quite interesting to get more guidance, as I said, on the end of this week.
Very good indeed. Give us the closing indices, if you would, plus, of course, the all-important value traded.
Okay, so closing indices today. JSE All Share had a really good day, 1.22%, up 56,326. The top 40 up 1.28%, 51,914 the number. And looking at the different indices, basic materials 2.5% firm, healthcare 2.2%, energy shares up 1.4%, even technology up 0.3%. And on the laggers, industrials down 0.25%. Telecommunication services also going nowhere today, down 0.38%. And consumer non-cyclicals, just a couple of those shares, that index down 1.3%. But overall value traded, also a bit soggy, 19 billion value traded. So that's not bad.
We had a couple of days last week which were 13, 14, 15, or was it the week before? I can't remember. So you're pushing 20 again. But even so, we need a few 25, 30, 35 with conviction, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do. And in fact, the first time I saw on the leaderboard last week, JSE shares had a decent day, I think up 5 or 6% to the start of last week, because you know, that really hasn't been anywhere recently. But I see they're slowly creeping higher. They were down near $100 a couple of months ago. They're back at near the mid-120s, so slowly creeping back too. So let's see if we get a few more of these plus 20 billion value traded days. Better to see.
Ahead of tomorrow's Tuesday trade, I need to know three things. I need to, well, I know the NASDAQ. I don't need to ask you for that. I need to know the VIX, the volatility index, probably in the late 25s, early 26s. Tell me about that, please.
Okay, so the VIX is exactly that, 25.51. It's actually down 1.2% on the day.
Okay.
5.5.
That's the first one. Okay, I'm losing money on that one. What about Facebook? Where's that, please?
They did have a bit of a sell-off the last few days. All the tech shares did. So Facebook at the moment is up 0.97%. So 232 is the handle on that.
That's not so bad. It was close to 250. I'm short of that at 221. Correct. And the other one was, as I said, the Nasdaq. Okay. So I'm set. I was a little bit early, as always am, but I'm still a little bit premature, but I'm very, very confident. I look forward to the Tuesday trade tomorrow, which is on the double-headed dream team of Nick Kunzer from Sandland Private Wealth, who's talking to me now, and David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities. But I will also speak to Nick before then on the opening tomorrow morning. That was the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunzer. Nick, thank you very much. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.